play the fight song because maybe there's a little fight left in him. It's 720 WGN. I'm Justin Kaufman. The download here. Talking with Doug Plank as we do after every Bears game. This week, the Bears, Monday Night Football, they take a win at Soldier Field, which you know they haven't been able to do much recently. A 20-10 victory over the NFC North leading Minnesota Vikings, their second loss. It was just so disheartening for the Minnesota Vikings that today offensive coordinator Norv Turner resigned. Wow, and I thought it was the Vikings defense that had trouble on Monday night. Doug Plank joins us now. Doug, how are you?
Hey, I'm doing fantastic. Really, I mean, I'm watching that Chicago Bears. Wow, I know the city's on fire about the Cubs, but what the Bears did the other night, I'll tell you, that was very impressive.
What was the most impressive thing for you? I mean, because watching it, we're so sort of stone cold, unemotional about a 1-6 Bears team. What was it about the Bears that made them look like a winning NFL team?
Well, I'll tell you what. Two things. Jay Cutler, he looked like the quarterback that the Bears were trying to trade for way back a couple years ago. I mean, he was outstanding. And not just what he did on the field. I love his leadership on the sideline, directing guys. I understand reading articles that he gave a pregame speech, mm-hmm. which was very inspirational. I mean, it's amazing what effect a quarterback could have on the team. And he definitely did it. I mean, he was in that game. He was all in, 100%. And the way he threw those balls and moved around in the pocket, you know, the way he executed those screen plays, I got to tell you, I've never seen Jay Cutler run a screen play like he did the other night.
What can be, I mean, is it more comfortable, being more comfortable in a Loggins offensive system? Is it the fact that maybe he's hearing footsteps from the backup quarterback, successful play in Brian Hoyer? Is it the fact that, you know, his chips are down and everyone's pretty much written Jay Cutler off? What was the reasoning behind Jay Cutler having such an impressive performance on Monday night?
Justin, we all have pride, and I think that's what it was. It's not about who's behind him or anything like that. I think Jay just felt like, you know what, I'm going to start becoming the quarterback that everybody expected me to. I mean, his quarterback rating was over 100, and the accuracy that he had and just the way he conducted the offense. I mean, his body language was, I thought it was outstanding. I mean, just the way he was, you know, leading the team out there on the field and as well as the sideline. I saw him interact with people on the sideline. I've never seen him do that before. And the whole time here in Chicago, you know, when I would do games there, broadcast in Soldier Field, he'd just go to the sideline, sit on the bench, didn't talk to anybody. I mean, that's not what quarterbacks do. Then he had two guys, I think Alshon Jeffrey and both Jordan Howard. Wow, those guys were unstoppable. I mean, I know they piled up a couple touchdowns, and I think they had almost 300 yards between them. It just wasn't one guy. The defense looked like the Chicago Bears defense back in the 80s. I mean, they were pressuring, you know, Bradford all night long. Five sacks, come on. You know, they hit him nine times. That was outstanding.
Well, let's stay on the offensive side of the ball, and then we'll get to the defense, too. Doug Plank on the download here. I'm interested in Jordan Howard, NFC Offensive Player of the Week. It seemed even in last week and the week before, he almost fell out of favor in the way that they're moving. I didn't realize that Jeremy Langford, the starting running back, was healthy. He came in when Jordan Howard got hurt. I mean, is this essentially today, the game we saw on Monday night, does this solidify Jordan Howard as the starting tailback for the Chicago Bears?
I think so. I didn't realize, you know, until after the game, I read something where he piled up 200 yards from the line of scrimmage, and that hadn't been done, you know, since Gale Sayers would hit during his rookie year. So, I mean, it was impressive, and it wasn't as though he was just running in space. I mean, he was running through defenders. I mean, here's the other thing you got to realize. You know, for a while, the Vikings had the best record in the National Football League, and their whole team is based on defense. And, you know, tackling people and running their schemes, not giving big plays. Mm-hmm. I think that's what was so impressive to me, to watch the Chicago Bears go through that Vikings defense like it was a hot knife through butter. I mean, it was amazing. I don't want to try to overblow it, but what they did the other night was very impressive.
Well, the Bears are 2-6. That's not still got a long way to go.
I know.
Although I did say just right before the news that, you know, it's a winnable – unfortunately, it's a winnable schedule as you look ahead. None of the competition that's coming up really strikes any fear in Bears fans' hearts. But let's talk about the defensive side of the ball. The return of Pernell McPhee. He came back. He played a couple of snaps in the Green Bay game, which was a disaster on Thursday night. On Monday night, he came through and he showed in Monday Night Football to John Gruden's and Zutt, they loved him. I mean, Pernell McPhee was the highlight throughout the night.
He was so explosive and strong. I mean, really, what he did along the line of scrimmage, just throwing people around was outstanding. I mean, just to watch the incredible strength that he had, and Floyd kept up his improvement in terms of coming off the edge, great pass rush, collapsing the pocket. I mean, I felt bad for Bradford after a while. I don't think, you know, that he had much time back in the pocket. No. Like I said, the defense sacked him five times. And, you know, even Hicks, Akeem Hicks, man, oh, man, what – I don't know what he ate before the game or whatever, but that guy came ready to play. I mean, he wasn't doing anything like, you know, doing swim moves and trying to jump around guys. He was just running over people, getting back to the quarterback.
Well, they seemed to put a lot of pressure on the quarterback and Bradford. He couldn't make decisions, and that helped because the Bears, the one weakness, I would say, the Bears' secondary banged up. Terry Porter got hurt in the game. I don't know what the status is on him, but the point being that they're playing some guys that I mean, I'm like, oh, wow, I don't even know their numbers. I mean, you're at the point where you're like, I don't know what any of these, the sort of practice squad guys that are playing in the Bears' secondary.
You know, it's funny, even, you know, listening to John Gruden the other night, you could tell that some of the names he really hadn't polished up on. You know, he's like, oh, yeah, and here, we got this guy. He just came in. And, you know, so it's an interesting dynamic of how well they played. You know, the key is, though, and I'm not saying this lightly, you know, any team can go out and have a great game. You know, they can go out and surprise somebody and do well and run the ball and play defense and everything like that. I'll tell you, the real key is to try to do it 2 weeks in a row or 3 weeks in a row, because then you're not sneaking up on anybody. You know, they see, they're watching you on film, they know who you are, and now it's a matter of what can you do? Can you do that same thing against another team? And it's like you said, Justin, you know, I think the teams that they got here in the second half of the season are a lot less impressive than they were in the first half. So I would fully expect them to have a better record than 2-6 over these last eight games.
Yeah, well, the Chicago Bears obviously at 2-6, they head into their bye week, and as we just said, we're talking with Doug Plank, the former Chicago Bear great safety, number 46. We're talking about a winnable schedule. I mean, the Chicago Bears have, you know, I mean, they got a date with the Buccaneers, they got a date with the Giants, they got the Titans, they still got Lions, Packers, and Vikings, which they've all played competitive with. They beat the Vikings and Lions. They're the Redskins in there somewhere, but the point being that none of these teams are even. May not even be playoff bound in the way that they look.
No.
So is there, I mean, there's a feasible outlook that the Bears could improve and at least make something of this season.
You know what? And it goes back to that old argument, you know, people say, oh, you never played anybody. Listen, you can only play the guys that are the teams that are on your schedule. That's all you can do. And so you need to go out there, and you're right, they're going to play some teams like Tennessee here. I've done a game, you know, broadcast a game this year with Tennessee, and same thing with Tampa. I think that those teams have some weaknesses. You know, they're not as strong as some of the other teams in the league. But the bottom line is, it's just like when you're playing Jacksonville. If you lose to Jacksonville, then who do you go to and say, hey, we're really a good team. We had a bad day.
Right.
So that's the pressure that's on the Bears, I think, you know, especially coming up next week, you know, when they play the Bucs, you know, the Tampa Bucs. It's going to be a situation where they're expected to dominate and be able to run the ball and stop them and rush the quarterback. And, you know, they just got to make sure that they can maintain some of this same momentum that they've got going right now going into, you know, next week's game.
Okay, so I mentioned at the top of the segment that North Turner abruptly resigned as the offensive coordinator. An offensive coordinator who's you know, who hasn't had a – I mean, he's had a tough hand dealt to him. I mean, from Sam Bradford coming over when Teddy Bridgewater, Adrian Peterson's out, hasn't played. He's working with backups. I even think the backup to Adrian Peterson didn't play on Monday Night Football. So what to make of that? I mean, North Turner, they threw a stat up that he's been active for 32 years in the NFL.
Wow. You can only imagine his pension, huh? 32 years. Let me just say this about North. I think he's a good football coach. Number one, I don't think this is my take, having been an NFL coach. I don't think coaches resign in the middle of the season. I think someone makes them resign, and they're given no other choice. You know, sometimes when someone knocks on your door early in the morning or late at night, and they say, okay, you got a decision to make. Do you want to resign, or are we going to like terminate you here within the next 10 hours or 5 hours or whatever the case might be? So, you know, I'm sure somebody helped walk him to the door with his box of office belongings they had on his desk. And, you know, I think that they were very embarrassed. They were very embarrassed by what the Bears had done to them.
That's amazing.
As I said,
I mean, do you see that that often? I mean, to see, I mean, to be a, I mean, that's only their, what, their second loss of the season? I mean,
right.
The Bears are 2-6 and all their coaches are fine. I mean, what was it about losing a second game?
You know, the Vikings played like the Bears had played earlier this year. Yeah. You know, it looked like there was no emotion. There was no effort. There was no team camaraderie. I didn't see a lot of people excited about being there. I mean, this was a national televised game. Everybody in the country was watching this game, and you don't need anything else as a player just to say, okay, I'm excited. I'm fired up. I'm ready to go. And to go out there and play the way they did, I mean, it was embarrassing. I was embarrassed for them. And you would have completely thought, if you didn't know which team had the worst record, you would have thought the Bears, you know, had the dominating record, and the Vikings were the last place team in the division.
I'm interested in, as we wrap up, you know, Doug, I'm interested in John Fox as he continues to develop and evolve as the Bears coach. He's in year two. You know, besides a Thursday night loss against the Packers, which really arguably with Brian Hoyer going down and going to Matt Barkley, I mean, that was the worst case scenario for the Bears. But, I mean, he beat the Lions, a Lions team that seems to be somewhat rejuvenated, even though I think they're 500. He beat a Vikings team on Monday Night Football. I mean, are you seeing when he has to play the same teams the next year improvement, meaning Vic Fangio and John Fox are learning to beat the competition that's in the division?
You know, everybody says in football, you are what your record says you are.
Yeah.
And right now the team is 2-6. So regardless of how good they looked in this last game, I mean, the bottom line is if John Fox has another great game at the end of these next eight games where he finishes the final game of the regular season looking like he did against the Vikings, and it was for his second win of the back half of the season, making him 4-10 or 12, you know, it's not going to be good. I mean, you know, the way you're evaluated is over a course of the whole season, not just one game. And as I said before, you know, now that they played so outstanding in this game, I'm telling you, teams are not going to take them lightly. Whether it's doing extra weightlifting during the week, practicing a little bit harder, staying out there a little bit longer, you know, just trying to work on who you're going to go against, all those things are going to start happening against the Chicago Bears now. So they really better be ready to start defending what they just did here the other night. I mean, that was impressive. But, you know, in the NFL, you can't do it just one week. You got to do it over and over and over again.
Doug Plank, the former Chicago Bear great safety, good old number 46, and an analyst for the NFL and other. It talks to us every Monday here on the download or after a Bears game. They played Monday night. We did a show last night. So we got a week off. We'll catch up to you after the Bears beat the Bucks. Thanks for joining us, buddy.
Justin, sounds good. Yep, thank you so much.